我们请大家低头，我们的一个简短的祷告。
Let us bow our heads in a simple prayer.
主，我们求你在这个时候安静我们的心。
Oh dear Lord, we do pray that you quieten our hearts at this time.
让我们的灵人就向你敞开。
So that our spirit are open to you.
让我们人就接受圣灵在我们里面的带领。
That we can follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
虽然今天在教会的侍奉中
And today in the service in the church.
在个人的生活里
And also in our personal life.
我们还有很多问题
We also have so many questions.
有很多难处
And difficulties.
但是主我们知道
But Lord we do know.
你是一切问题的解答
You are the answer to every question.
所以我们求你在这点时间里面
So we do ask that at this short time
赐下足够的亮光
That you give us understanding
解决我们内心的困惑
That you can also deal with all the doubts we have
好叫我们能够欢欢喜喜地跟随你
So that we can follow you with joyfulness in our hearts
主啊祝福你的百姓
Do bless thy people, Lord.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在这里啊，有人问了一些简单的问题。
I received here there's a few simple questions.
这里呢，首先一个问题是问到关于这个品质的标准的问题。
And the first question is related to the quality of the character.
那么他的意思说呢，这是不是单单的指着在出埃及记二十五章一到九节的这些物质呢
？And say,、so、could it be just related to the material described in the Acts chapter, the Exodus chapter 25?
还是指着神的诫命、神的律法的标准
？Or is the standard?For according to God's law.
他说主耶稣已经成全了律法。
For the Lord Jesus Christ already fulfilled the law.
这个所以他用马太福音里面讲到神最大的标准。
And also used the Gospel of Matthew to speak of the highest standard.
这个问题呢我简单的回答一下。
I can give a simple answer for this question.
我们知道神把他的生命赐给我们。
We know that God has given us His life.
这个十条诫命呢，就说明这个生命的特性。
And these Ten Commandments really describe to us the character of this life.
所以这个十诫呢，是一个总的生命的总的意义。
So these Ten Commandments is the consummation of the full meaning.
但是我们知道。在生命中还有很重要的东西，就是有性格、有性情。
But also, we know in life there is the character and there's the nature.
像我们人一样的，我们有人的生命，我们有人的性格，有人的性情。
We have the man's life, we have man's character, and also we have the man's nature.
所以圣经告诉我们说，神要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So when the Bible teaches us that we will be conformed to the image of God's Son,
就是即使你有了神的生命，有了这些性情，但是我们还是不像主的。
But even though we may have received the light, but yet our character does not like Him.
我们知道圣经中这个 image 这个字啊，就性格加上性情。
And so when the Bible speaks of image, it's about the character plus the likeness.
所以神要在这个生命的性格里面改变我们。
So God wants to deal with the character in our life.
我们所说的这个品质是指着这个性格说的。
And when we talk about the personality and the character,
当然总的是神的生命。
But completely speaking is the life of God.
但是呢，神还要让这个生命的性格成为我们的性格。
But we want the character and the personality of that life become ours.
所以你看，所有弟兄姊妹都已经得救，有了主的生命。
So every brother and sister are saved and already received the life of God.
但是不是所有人都有基督的性格
？But not everyone is manifesting the character of Christ.
因为只有这个性格改变，神才能用我们。
But it's only the character is right, then God can use us.
这是非常重要的事。
And that's very important.
所以基督徒啊，要培养属灵的性格非常重要。
So as a Christian, we need to pay attention for establishing the spiritual character.
我想从我们的生活里面可以体会到。
And also in throughout our life, we can experience that.
一个好的性格。
Someone with a good character.
能够带来祝福。
They can bring blessing.
啊，你看家里面夫妻之间如果性格好，这个家庭就比较和谐。
So if inside family, if both husband and wife have a good character, then there's also harmony.
很多的难处都是因为我们的性格所带出来的。
Because a lot of difficulty arises because of differences in our character.
所以我们常常讲，一个不好的性格就带来灾难，带来苦难。
A bad character can bring disasters in the family.
我常常讲基督徒呢，有的时候我们是因为犯罪受苦啊。
And today I often say, as a Christian, you sin and were judged.
那么呢，有的人呢是因性格而受苦。
But some suffer because of bad character.
哇，有的人一辈子都被他的性格折磨的。
And some people for the whole life is suffering because of their own character.
这是不是真的呢？
Is that true?
你看见有的人呢，就是不需要加苦难，他就是自己的性格就是苦难。
And as if you look at someone, there's no need to make them to suffer because their own character always brings them suffering.
不仅自己受苦，也叫别人受苦。
And not only bring suffering on themselves, but also bring suffering to other people.
你看见有的家庭里面闹了很多事情，这很简单，就是性格的问题嘛。
But even to look at some trouble and problem in a family, and you can see the root cause is because of bad character.
今天在教会里面也是一样。
And same applies to what's happening in the church.
一个好的性格能带来祝福。
When there is a good character, it can bring blessing.
一个坏不好的性格带来灾难。
But when it's a bad character, it'll bring disasters.
哦，你知道有的人的性格可以影响少数的人。
And again, someone's character can actually influence the people around them.
有的人的性格可以影响千万的人。
And some character can actually affect hundreds of people.
我们说历史上有很多的暴君，对不对？
We can see that in the human history, there's a lot of tyrant emperors.
哇，他们的性格影响成千上万的人呢。
Because a tyrannic character, it brings such an effect on thousands of people.
带给整个民族、整个国家的灾难。
Maybe affecting the whole country, a whole race, a generation of suffering.
这些人呢，可能很有学问。
And maybe some of them are really well educated.
很有才干。
And very knowledgeable.
也很有能力。
And they also have a great power.
但是性格不好。
But because of their character is no good.
结果难处就很大。
And so they bring a lot of trouble.
所以在教会里面。
And the same way in the church.
一样的。不是你的恩赐问题。
And the problem is not because you have, you're suffering because of the gift.
不是你的知识问题。
It's not because of your knowledge.
不是你的口才问题。
It's not because of the way you speak.
不是你的才干问题。
And it's also not your ability.
乃是你的性格问题。
But the problem is brought by your character.
一个人如果性格不好啊
，If your character is bad quality,
才干越大，难处越大。
The greater your ability, the greater trouble you bring.
如果一个人性格不好啊
，If you have a bad character,
越发热心，人越受不了。
And the more you use ability, the more you bring trouble to other people.
如果一个人知识很丰富。
And if you also very knowledgeable,
性格不好
but yet you have a bad character,
你也只有给别人带来困难
and you will bring a lot of difficulty to the people around
you. 所以今天神很关注我们这个人性格的问题
And today, God is focusing on the character of his servants.
这也是圣灵今天在我们身上最主要的工作
And also the main work that the Holy Spirit is doing within us.
我们知道很多基督徒追求圣灵的经历。
We know today many Christians, they want the Spirit to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
他们追求的是能力，对吧？
And they want to be filled because they want power.
主啊，希望你充满我，我就大有能力。
Oh Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit and I have great power.
主啊，你充满我，我就有恩赐。
And fill me, then I have great gift.
哇，我能医病赶鬼。
Then I can heal, I can cast out demons.
但是请我们记得。
But let us remember,
这些不是圣灵主要的工作。
And they are not the main work, working of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵最主要的工作，
the main working of the Holy Spirit,
就是改变我们的性格像主耶稣。
Is to transform our character to be like Christ.
所以你会看见在教会历史中，
That's why you look in the church history.
很多大恩赐、大能力、大才干的人给教会带来很大的困难。
And those that are with great ability and lots of knowledge, and yet they bring great trouble, those leaders bring great trouble to the church.
So, 我们要记得,
so let us remember,
一个好的性格才能带来祝福,
it's only a good character can bring blessing.
一个不好的性格带来灾难,
and a bad character can bring trouble.
不仅这样,
and not only like
that, 好的性格神才能用,
it's only a good character that is useful to God.
神来用建造他的家
，and God can use that to build up His house.
不好的性格神是不能用的。
With a bad character, God cannot use it.
所以我们看见在会幕建造的时候，神用了各式各样不同的物质。
And we look at when the building of the tabernacle, God used different type of material.
这些物质都说明基督生命中的那个宝贵的性格。
And all these materials are representing the precious character of our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，是主来了，他把律法完成。
Yes, the law came and he fulfilled the whole law.
因为呢，神公义的要求。
And he satisfied God's righteous judgment.
我们承担不了的。
Which is what we cannot satisfy.
是主把律法完成的。
And it's the law that have fulfilled the law.
完全满足了神的要求。
And he satisfied God's requirements.
因为他的生命
because his life
就是符合于那个律法性质的生命
his life can fully fulfill the Lord's demand.
这就是为什么犹太人呢他们怎么做也没办法满足神的
And that's why the children of Israel, no matter what they do, they cannot fulfill God's law.
我们只能说他这个像猴子学人
It's like a monkey trying to learn the human.
怎么学也学不会
No matter how hard it tries, it cannot like
a
human. Because you have the life of a monkey.
你就是会拿了刀叉，会吃点东西，那个也不像。
Even if using a fork and a knife, you still don't know how to use it properly.
所以以色列人以为他们用他们自己生命的道德能力可以遵行神的律法。
And so children of Israel thinking by their own character and by their own morale, they can fulfill God's law, but they cannot.
结果他们就落在神的咒诅底下。
So at the end, they were under God's curse.
感谢主，主成全律法。
But thank the Lord, because the law came to fulfill the law of God.
把我们从咒诅底下救赎出来。
And he have delivered us out of the curse of the law.
那并且他把这个生命赐给我们。
And he also have blessed us with his life.
让这个生命中的性情、性格组织在我们身上
and let his personality and his character to be conformed within us.
我想圣经的话非常的清楚
and the Bible has a very clear teaching.
我们基督徒如果顺着神的话走不应该是混乱的
If as a Christian, you have followed the teaching of the word of God, then you should not be confused.
今天我们的难处呢
and the trouble we have today
就是我们不够遵循神的话
is because we do not follow the teaching of the word of God.
我们人就循着我们过去的做人的那些标准呢在生活。
Because we want to apply what we learn in our past experience for now.
所以我常常有时候对各地的弟兄姊妹说
So quite often, I tell brothers and sisters,
你要注意一个现象。
You need to look for a certain condition.
我们信主之后
And after we believe in the Lord,
我们的生命是新的
our life is new.
但是我们的思想是旧的
but our mind is old.
所以呢，一个旧的思想加上一个新的生命等于旧生活
So an old mind with a new life becomes an old way of living.
为什么今天很多基督徒啊，那个活来活去跟世界人差不多？
And why so many Christians today, you look at that life, is similar to the people in the world.
弟兄姊妹你承认吗?
Do you agree with that?
是不是这样呢?
Is it that the condition?
人怎么想我也没怎样想。
The people in the world think this way, I also think this way.
你突然有个新生命。
But now you have a new life.
你活不出那个新生活了。
But this new life cannot live a new living.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，我们人的心思需要被更新的。
And that's why the Bible says our mind needs to be renewed.
当然，这是另外一个大题目啊。
And that is another great topic.
我们可能要用另外一个特会才能讲清楚。
And maybe we have to use another conference to do that.
我简单告诉你。
But let me simply tell you.
我们心思意念需要更换。
Well,Our mind and our thinking need to be renewed.
这个是神在我们身上的工作。
And that is the word of God in us.
这样我们才能够用基督的性格来为基督做见证。
Then we can have the character of Christ to be a testimony for him.
所以以弗所书第四章很清楚告诉我们。
So the book of Ephesians chapter 4 clearly tells us.
神只能用基督的性格建造基督的身体。
God can only use the character of Christ to build the body of Christ.
我希望我们呢把这些简单的话能够记住在心里面。
And I hope that we all can remember these simple words in our hearts.
求主救我们脱离很多的错误。
And may the Lord deliver us from many mistakes.
能在正确的路上跟随主。
And we can follow the law in the right way.
但愿在主还没有回来之前呢。
And before the return of the Lord,
每个弟兄姊妹都能改变成为尊贵的品质
so that every brother and sister, their mind can be renewed and to have a loyal character of Christ.
另外一个问题
Then there's a second question.
我们刚刚讲了，所有的基督徒都是祭司。
You spoke that all Christians are priests.
那我们聚会中间那个传道人那怎么分别呢
And then how can we distinguish the preacher from all the brother and sister?
弟兄姊妹大家都是祭司
Brother and sister, every one of us is priest.
工人也是祭司
Even the worker is a priest.
他中间的区别在哪里呢
And where is the difference?
就他功用上面不一样
Is their usefulness or their functions are different?
是 function 上面的区别
Their functionHad difference.
所以我们在教会中不应该把传道人、把工人摆在个特别地位上。
So in the church, we cannot lift up the preacher.
我们知道这三百年前呢，弟兄运动这是一个大的恢复。
And we know 300 years ago, the brethren's movement is a great movement.
他告诉我们，我们都是弟兄。
Because they bring us the truth that all of us are brothers.
我们中间只有什么恩赐功用上的不一样。
The only difference between you and me, or between us, is our gift and our function.
So, 我在我的聚会里面呢
so in the place of my gathering,
常常跟弟兄姊妹说
I quite often tell brothers and sisters,
我虽然是主的工人
even though I'm God's worker,
但是我在西雅图我就是一个弟兄
but when I'm at Seattle, I'm just a brother.
你们若是因为主给我的恩赐话语的恩赐得供应你对我有点尊重，这个我接受。
So if you pay me a bit of respect because I was working for the law, then I can accept that.
现在呢，我说因为我年纪老了，因为你们觉得我是一个年长弟兄，尊重我，我也接受。
And even because I'm an older brother and you respect me because of that, I can accept it.
但是如果你把我摆在一个工人的地位上尊重我，我完全拒绝。
But if you respect me because I'm a worker for God, then I will reject that.
这个不是我的谦虚的问题。
Because this is not a question about humility.
这是圣经的教训。
But it's dealing with the teaching in the Bible.
我不能违背神的心意。
I cannot go against God's will.
我是一个工人，我是一个弟兄。
I'm a worker, but I'm also a brother.
今天呢，我们晓得呢，在很多基督教的团体里面呢。
And we know today, among the Christianity in many assemblies,
他们把工人变成一个 title.
They change the worker to give them a title.
那么变成一个 position.
And then from that title, they lift them up to a higher position.
这是非常大的错误。
And that is a great mistake.
以弗所书第四章有提到牧师。
Because in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, it speaks about pastor.
但是呢，那个牧师原文的意思是 shepherd， 是牧羊人，牧羊的意思。
For that pastor, the real meaning is a shepherd.
所以它其实是一个功用。
And so we can see it is talking about function.
所以在教会里面，所有的这些恩赐都是一个功用。
So in the church, every gift has its function.
它不是一个 title， 你不能把它弄成个 title， 不能把它弄成个 position。
And you cannot change that to become a title and turn them into a position.
那么有人在这里也问说，那么像提摩太前书里面讲到有长老执事，对不对啊
？But then you say, well, in First Timothy, it speaks about elders and deacons.
认真来说，这些也是 function， 是功用的问题。
But if we look at it carefully, they are also functions.
不是说我今天做长老，我就有一个地位，我可以说话，我可以命令。不不不。
It's not that because I'm an elder, then I have the power to command and to do things.
彼得说，长老就是牧师。
Because Peter, in his letter, he said, an elder is a pastor, a shepherd.
就是牧羊人，你要知道怎么牧养神的教会。
And as an elder, you are a shepherd, and need to learn how to shepherd the sheep.
保罗还特别提醒，彼得还特别提醒我，你是做榜样的。
And even Peter reminds us that you need to be an example.
Wow.多可怕
！And how scary is that?
很多人喜欢做长老、做执事。
And today, many people like to be elders and deacons.
你要知道你是榜样。
But do you know you are there to be example?
所有弟兄姊妹都是榜样。
But every brother and sister need to have example.
人说：“哎呀，像我这样怎么做榜样
？”And you say, "Well, people like me, how can be example?"
告诉你，在教会中，不是好榜样就是坏榜样。
Because in the church, if you do not leave behind a good example, then you have left behind a bad example.
当你说我怎么能做榜样，你是个坏榜样。
And when you say, well, how can I be a good example? Then you are leaving behind a bad example.
所以我们
already
要追求做好榜样。
So let everyone of us pursue to leave behind a good example.
因为你知道你做坏榜样会绊倒人的。
Because if you left behind a bad example, you will stumble others.
我常常听见有些弟兄姊妹讲说，那个传道人都这么做啊，那么
and
你太可以做了。
And some I all quite often heard brothers and sisters say, "Well, I'm do this because the preacher is doing it."
坏榜样。
And that is a bad example.
如果今天呢，我们在教会里面，人家说，你看孙弟兄都可以这样做，那么他也照着做了。
And today in the church, if you say, "Well," Because Brother Godwin is doing it, I will follow it.
我到将来到主面前无法交账。
And when you see the law, how can I give an account?
因为我是个坏榜样。
Because if I do that, I left behind the bad example.
我绊倒人了。
I have stumbled others.
我没有尽我当尽的功用。
I have no fulfilled my function.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
在属灵的侍奉上
，in spiritual service，
有很多东西我们需要用严肃的态度来面对。
We need to very seriously to face these kind of issues.
你千万不要轻看这些。
And don't despise them.
希望主让我们的眼中看见摆在前头的是一个审判台。
Let us see that what God set before us, there is the judgment seat of Christ.
最后的审判。
And there is where we will be judged.
圣经告诉我们，个人都要交账。
And the Bible teaches us that.Each one of us need to give account of our life.
啊，最近读到罗马书的时候，那个话真是扎心呢。
And when you read Romans, does that prick your heart?
圣经讲什么？将来到了审判台前，个人要把个人所做的统统讲出来。
And the Bible tells us, on that day before the judgment seat, we have to give account of what we do in life.
你要知道，你到了那个时候，谁也不能帮助你啊。
Because when you arrive at that moment, there's no one else can help you.
你不看见保罗，你帮助我一点吧。
You cannot turn to Apostle Paul and say, Paul, can you help me?
保罗说不行，我也要受审判。
And Paul will say that I cannot help you because I also will be judged.
弟兄姊妹，到了那个时候，你是没有任何人可以帮助你的。
So brothers and sisters, when on that day, there's no one else can help you.
新约圣经里面八次讲到。
And in the New Testament, 8 times it speaks of that.
将来个人要按照个人的行为受审判。
That every one of us will be judged according to our deeds.
不是我们带领的弟兄姊妹受审判，你也要受审判。
It's not only the brother and sister that you're leading will be judged, but you yourself will be judged.
所以你如果做坏榜样，你审判更厉害。
So if you have set a bad example, then your judgment will be greater.
你如果把神的儿女带错了，那是不得了的大事。
If you lead astray God's children, then that's something terrible.
我借这个机会再告诉你们一件事。
But I take this opportunity to share with you something else.
在启示录最后一章里面。
In the book of Revelation.
他有一句话告诉我们说，那个不义的叫他仍旧不义。
And he says, for those that are unrighteous, let them be unrighteous.
那个圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
But those that are righteous, let those that are holy, let them be holy.
弟兄姊妹，圣经里有这个话吗？
Did you read about that in the Bible?
有读到对不对？什么意思啊？
So if you have read that, what does it mean?
为什么到了这个时候会这样子呢？
Why is at that point he said these kind of words?
我用一个简单的比喻告诉你。
I give you a simple example.
我想我们有很多的做学生的，我们曾经做过学生。
And we know most of us once were students.
做学生的有时候要考试，对不对？
And so as a student, one of the things you know is that you'll be examined.
但是考试是有时间的。
But when you're doing exam, there's always a set time.
比如说考卷发下来一个钟头你回答。
And during the exam, they give you 1 hour for you to give your answers.
等到那个时间到了。
And when the time is finished.
啊，学校就打铃了，铃铃声响了。
And there is a big bell that will ring.
然后那个老师说停，所有的人都要停，不能再写了。
And then the teacher will say, drop your pens.
你这个时候啊，你想改都没办法。
And at that point, even you saw a mistake and want to make a change, you cannot.
我做学生的时候好几次很懊悔啊。
And when I was a student, I remember a few times I really regret.
等到那个铃声一响，哎呦，对着答案想起来了，来不及了。
And when the bell had just rang, and suddenly I remembered the correct answer, but I can do nothing about it.
我还能不能跑回去跟你讲，哎，老师，对不起，我刚那个答错，能不能让我修改，可不可以啊？
Can you actually take your exam paper and read to the teacher and say, I just thought the correct answer, can I make a change?
不行的。
You know, it cannot do that.
所以弟兄姊妹，你我要受警惕。
So brother and sister, you and me need to be alarmed.
有一个时刻会来到的。
There is a moment of time that will arrive.
这个时刻一来到。
And when that time has come.
一切都停止。
Everything will be stopped.
你想懊悔都不行。
Even you regret, you cannot make any change. And it's very serious.
所以今天主还没回来。
And today, before the Lord's return,
主在宽容我们。
And because God's long-suffering,
啊，我们还有机会可以修改。
We are still time to make changes.
所以趁着主还没回来之前，好好的把它改一改。
So before the return of the Lord, let us correct ourselves.
不要固执。
And don't be stubborn.
不要错到底。
And don't be wrong to the end.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
求主赐怜悯给我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
啊，我觉得我们现在呢面临这个审判台前的时间非常非常的靠近。
I feel that today we are so close to the judgment seat.
我们的机会不多。
There's so little opportunity left for us.
如果我们个人的行为需要被主修正，让主修正。
If our character and our ways need to be corrected by the Lord, let's do that.
教会的道路不对了，要修正，要把它修正。
If the way of the church is wrong, let us correct it now.
我们侍奉的态度不对，要把它修正。
If our attitude in service is wrong, let us correct it now.
请弟兄姊妹记得，你还有机会。
So remember that today we still have opportunity.
但是机会不多。
But that opportunity is short-lived.
如果我们自以为是，很可怕。
If you just fool yourself, that is very scary.
圣经是客观的真理。
For the Bible gives us objective truth.
你只有符合于圣经的要求才可以的。
And you need to satisfy the teaching of the Bible.
你不要一天到晚说我感觉什么，我感觉什么，我感觉什么，非常可怕。
If all day long you just I feel this, I feel that, that is scary.
我们只能跟着神的话语走。
We can only follow the teaching of the Word of God.
愿主把足够的亮光赐给我们。
May the Lord give us more light and understanding.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要主的恩典。
We need the grace of God.
有一个时候，
There's a
一切都会静止的。
Will come that everything will stop.
这就是启示录里面这句话的意思。
And that is the meaning of that word in Revelation.
要懊悔，今天懊悔。
If you want to repent, let's repent today.
不要等明天。
Don't leave it for tomorrow.
更不要等到那一天。
And don't leave it for that day.
圣经已经严严地告诉我们。
For the Bible seriously tells us.
到那一天。
When that day comes.
很多人会在黑暗中咬牙切齿。
than many that I will be gnashing and biting their teeth in darkness.
我问弟兄姊妹啊,
I ask brothers and sisters,
你们这一生有没有后悔过?
Have you ever regretted in your life?
有没有后悔过?
Have you ever regretted in your life?
有没有一些事情叫你后悔过?
Is there anything in life that you have regretted?
有吗?
Yes, you do.
如果没有那样, 你真是好人呢。
If you have never regretted, then you have lived a perfect life.
弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天主给我们恩典。
Today, God is giving us grace.
我们在今天靠着主的光就把很多的错误把它对付掉。
And today, through the light of God's word, we can see our mistakes.
到那一天你就必须不需要
And we can correct it today, so we don't have to regret that.
虽然在我们的生活中过去的生经历中有懊悔过。
So in our past, there are many times we regret and repented.
有咬牙切齿懊悔过吗?
Have you ever regret and by biting your lips and biting your teeth?
有弟兄姊妹你真的咬牙切齿懊悔过吗?
Have you ever gnashing of your teeth?
可能我们有懊悔，但是还没有到那个咬牙切齿地步，对不对？
Maybe you have regretted, but you never into that state.
但是那一天，
but when that day comes,
许多人的懊悔是咬牙切齿的。
And many will be there gnashing their teeth.
为什么咬牙切齿呢？
Why do they do that?
是因为你可以做到，你没有做，你知道吗？
Because you know you should have done it, but you didn't.
Yeah, 你会想，哎呀，当年我为什么那么愚昧啊？我稍微应该修正一点就好了，对不对？结果我没做。
Because you regret that on that day I know how to correct it, but why I didn't?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
仰望主的恩典
，We look to God for grace，
保守我们
，to keep us。
感谢主，圣经中有很多恩典的言语。
In the Bible, God has given us many gracious words。
我们知道我们的神能保守我们。永远不跌倒，不滑跌。
For we know our God is able to keep us from falling forever.
今天学会依靠他。
Today, let us learn to depend and trust in Him.
每个弟兄姊妹都应当尽我们的功用。
And so every brother and sister, let us use our function.
请我们记得，我们都是祭司。
And know that each one of us is a priest.
请我们记得，我们都有主的生命。
And we all have the same.Life of the Lord.
但是神要改变我们的性格。
And God is there, want to change our character.
要我们服在主手中。
So let's humble ourselves and submit to God.
用不多的时间。
Because the time is short.
抓住机会。
Let us hold on to every opportunity.
让他改变我们。
Let God correct us.
希望那一天在审判台前。
So on the day of the judgment seat.
你我都能够欢欢喜喜的来迎接主。
We can joyfully to see His face.
我这些话不仅是对你们说的
，and these words are not only speaking to you，
也是对我自己说的
，but also speaking to myself。
仰望主的恩典
，we look to God for His mercy。
请低头，我们再一点祷告。
Let us bow heads in prayer。
主啊，我们谢谢你
，Lord， we want to thank you。
在你回来之前，你还要给我们机会。
Before your return, you still given us opportunities。
我们愿意你的话彼此劝勉。
Lord, we want to use your word to encourage one another.
主啊，求你光照我们。
We pray, let your light shine upon us.
我们应当悔改的，叫我们悔改。
Lord, if we need repentance, make us repent.
应当对付的，把它对付清楚。
If anything we need to deal in our life, deal with us.
应当放下的，让我们放下。
Anything we need to put it down, Lord, give us strength to put it down.
应当做的，叫我们做。
And the things that we need to do,Give us strength to do it.
主啊，我们需要你的怜悯。
Lord, we need your mercy.
你知道我们是何等的软弱。
You know how weak we are.
但是我们知道你是我们的救主。
But we know that you are our Savior.
你也是我们的恩典的主。
And you are also our gracious Savior.
你的心意是要把我们改变的完全。
And your heart wants to change us to perfect us.
我们愿意再一次把自己交在你恩惠的手中。
And once again, we are willing to commit ourselves into your hand.
成全每一个弟兄和姊妹。
And Lord, let you work in every one's heart.
谢谢你这些日子与我们同在。
We thank you for these few days you spend with us.
我们散去之后，继续的保守我们。
As we depart, please protect us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.